about to catch up on what you missed from Kennedy Malloy. If you're not using Milwaukee Power Tools, you don't know what you're missing. Upgrade at your nearest authorized Milwaukee retailer. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. It's got to be a good old-fashioned corker. Today, trust me, we've got some good guests. Kevin Peterson is coming in.
Hey, I'm really excited about Kevin coming in for a couple of reasons. Yep. Of course, he was a wonderful cricketer.
We'll shoot the breeze, read cricket, state of the world.
But he's got out a film called Save Rhinos.
Good on him.
And it's going to be, well, I want to talk to him about this. It's going to be amazing.
One of the good guys. Well done.
He is one of the good guys.
Kevin, great stuff. A very funny man, Amos Gill. I saw this guy. With Jim Jefferies recently.
Well, he lives with Jim Jefferies in the States, you know.
Well, that's our what first break out
there?
Of the way. he is a very funny bugger.
Excellent.
And we'll have a chat to him.
Fantastic.
Hey, Men Are Idiots is back.
They are. I'm afraid men are idiots. Women are sometimes idiots. But today we're looking
too.
At the men.
Don't bring up. Don't complain.
Don't complain. Yeah. We know women
are. Have you got something for the ladies, though?
Have I got something for the ladies?
Bachelor in Paradise, maybe?
Of course. Duh. I have. Bachelor in Paradise, I've given it two nights watching.
Have you?
Yeah, I took it for the team.
You're fickle. Have you, so you're on board?
I'm on board.
Are you on board?
Yeah, it doesn't take
you
much to sway me.
I know.
I'm on board. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about and set the stories
up. I'm going to send you to reality rehab.
Why not? Here
we go. Trending now. We like this. This is where we bundle up a few stories.
And there's a few going around today. News stories
knock
breaking.
Knock them off. Give me one.
Federal election's been called. Boring.
That's a little story, is it? The Lion King trailer's out.
Why don't we?
All right, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, and much, much more. Big hello to you, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, Dave.
How are you guys?
Great show last night you did on
Thank
the front
you.
Bar.
Paul Kelly was wonderful, wasn't he?
He was funny. Great footballer from, we had finished in the Sydney Swans.
As where he plied his trade, and a Wagga Wagga boy, and a great fella.
What do you say about Wagga Wagga? What do you say?
It's a city so nice they named it twice.
I like that.
Hey, now listen.
What?
I've been told off by you today. Did you, Dave, before the show started, we were getting a photo done for which publication, Jane?
It's the Sunday Telegraph. I believe it's going in this Sunday.
The Sunday Telegraph, yes. the Sydney weekend paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've agreed to a photo. I've come in. Mm. I got told off for chatting to the photographer.
Oh, shut up.
Jane. She goes, we don't have time for this.
Stop talking.
We had the show to produce.
Sorry, hello.
And all of a sudden, you're just getting off.
Trying to be civil.
You know, we're trying to. It's a fast game's a good game when
fast
it comes
game's
to
a good
photo.
Game. And look, you in here in makeup for an hour and a half. They've virtually erected the scaffolding. Teams of guys in the, you know, those overalls and the things, masks.
Yeah.
That much?
But it's so unfair. Like, I have to go in the hair and makeup, and Mr. Cruzy rocks up to and just niggles away at me. He goes, you had to get in early, did you? giving me stirrings.
I'm just good to go.
Right.
This is as good as it gets. But hello, girls, dinner's on.
One of us is a professional when it comes to doing
photos.
Why
are you always up the front? Why do they?
Well, it's appropriate.
So when we go, let's just get a photo taken.
Yeah.
So I'm like photo bombing her.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think it's like, you know, it's like in Tootsie when they say Tootsie gets, they go, can we just pull the camera back? How's the cleavage?
How dare you? Yeah. Anyway.
No, look, you scrubbed up really well.
Well, that's the most patronising thing
it
I've
It is
heard
not. I'm
week.
Being very nice
no
to
surprise.
You.
No surprise. Raised an eyebrow while she did it,
no.
Dave.
Well, I'm finding out.
Good.
We're over there that we took the photo where you sit, Dave.
Where I sit.
Yeah. I was told that it was, I've got very nice hair by the makeup person.
Oh, well,
you know what's amazing?
Hey, too much time chatting. Too much.
No, I can do that when I'm not in the middle of a photo.
We didn't have time for that.
Mm.
I've got nice hair because you know what is weird? I actually own all my hair.
What do you mean?
Because, look, if you watch these girls on the telly on MAFS,
right.
No one owns their own hair.
Well, they've got, like, weaves and stuff, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Everyone on the telly has a weave.
Shouldn't you
what
crop yours?
You think I should start weaving?
Ready for the bob.
Are you telling me I'm in the age group where I have to get my hair cut short?
The matronly bob.
How dare you?
Is there an age, though?
Oh, apparently there used to be.
Is there?
You know, it gives us a nice, sensible haircut. That's not going to happen. In fact, I'm going to grow it out longer than Elle Macpherson's.
You know what you need? Those I want to see the manager haircuts. What do they say? I want to see the manager haircut.
A huffy sort of lady
haircut.
Yeah,
it's a bit huffy. Yeah. It's a bit, I mean, business.
Bit bossy.
Ooh.
Bit bossy?
No, I'm not up for a bossy haircut.
No, you don't need it.
I just...
got it covered in.
Already there.
Are you right there?
We're off. Oh. We're off to a
flyer.
All right,
when we come back, I'm going to introduce
you. Your hair's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. I'm going to said you sincerely. I'm going to introduce you to Bachelor in Paradise, Mick.
I can't wait. I'm all ears. Is there trouble already?
There is.
Has anyone broken up or done the dirty? Or
it's just so you get to say Trouble in Paradise.
Yeah.
Bachelor Paradise.
Today is Milwaukee Redemption Day, where you can swap your selected old power tools for heavy-duty Milwaukee tools.
Do it.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, Channel 10 has decided to air Bachelor in Paradise, and it's run off the bat. It went from the final episode of Married at First Sight on Monday night on Channel 9 to Bachelor in Paradise on Channel 10.
Here we go.
And it was gone the
like
last two nights. It is. And
so I thought, to explain Bachelor in Paradise to me, I don't get the concept. How's it associated with Bachelor?
Anyone who has been on any of the Bachelor or the Bachelorette franchises and didn't make the cut... the losers.
So sloppy seconds.
Sloppy seconds, correct. So the sloppy seconds get another chance, sometimes once, sometimes twice, or in this case, three times. Richie.
Oh, my God.
Not only.
Oh, Richie.
Yeah, he was a Loserville on The Bachelorette. Oh. Then he was The Bachelor. And now he's back on Bachelor in Paradise because that's all ended in
tears. He's not the sad guy who was walking down the beach on his own, was he?
No, that wasn't the sad.
Who was
the
that
blubber.
Loser?
What was his name?
He went the blub.
Yeah. Jared, I think his
name. Jared!
He went the blub in a onesie.
I think Jared was on Bachelor in Paradise
last
year.
Can't he come back?
He's been back already. He can't re-emerge again. Anyway, so they've got them all set up on this island.
Right.
In Fiji. Osher's there and he greets them all when they arrive.
He looked good in a nice crisp Hawaiian shirt.
He does.
Or something.
He looks great. He's got a
He always presents himself very
does.
Well.
He his does. His hairs should have its
always
own Instagram account.
Yeah.
It's looking very good.
His hair's like...
His hair's spiffy.
If you tapped it, it'd make a tinny sound.
He's got the best hair in TV.
He's got the best
Since
hair
Ray
in
Martin.
TV.
Ray Martin.
Yeah. I reckon Osher's there.
He's the godfather.
So they're there. There's a girl called Rachel. Now,
how's Osher's book going? Is he going all right?
I think it was a bestseller. Keep on track. Keep with me on batch. So there's a girl called Rachel. Now, she was going to team up with Richie, who was the Bachelor.
You lost me.
No, still stay with me. Anyway, she goes, oh, my God, Richie the Bachelor is back on this island.
Right, yep.
We nearly got together. Like, they've pashed and everything, but he didn't choose her in the end.
Okay.
And there's three girls sitting around. Now, remember,
it just sounds like Keppel Island.
It is like
my
great
memory.
Keppel Island. Remember you had Kat last year in the sweep, the bitch? Kat was really mean.
Yeah.
So she's on this. She's back.
Oh.
And she wants a piece of Richie. And Rachel wants a piece of Richie. Let's hear them discussing how they're going to get
Righto.
I know you're going to hate this, but, like, I'm quite interested in Richie.
No. Do you know what, girls? He's my bachelor.
Oh, my God, you are hilarious.
Are you guys, like, attracted to him?
I find him quite attractive, so, yeah.
Anyway.
So, you know that last sipping noise?
Yes.
They are loaded up with cocktails. So, they have a permanent bartender on the set of Bachelor in Paradise.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. He's part of the actual
dissing out the fuel.
He's dissing it out. So, already we've got a little bit of sparring.
A bit of a bitch fight
over Richie already. Okay,
let's start it.
He doesn't know this yet, right?
Oh, right. Osher should tell it.
Okay, so someone that's returned, who we talked about last year because we just loved her, was a girl called Vanessa Sunshine. Do you remember her? Remember that name?
I remember the name.
Well, let's just hear her remind everybody who she is.
I'm Vanessa Sunshine, and I'm from next season of The Bachelor. Do I even need an introduction? People will know who I am. People will know me best for my attitude of giving zero
Yeah, for giving zero F, except your sweetheart back on the television again.
Yes.
So obviously it can't be that hard for you. So Vanessa
Has she
Sunshine.
She got the hots for Richie?
No, she's also was not happy when she saw Nick Cummins for the first time last year.
The honey badger.
Is the honey badger back?
No, the honey badger's not back. He's already been dissed. big time. Oh. So she's recalling when she sees Osher on Paradise Island, what she thought when she saw the honey badger for the first time.
What brings you to paradise, Vanessa Sunshine?
Well, obviously, I've got a shit bachelor, so I'm hoping that I have a bit more of a chance in paradise.
So tell me what you really think about the bachelor you got.
What a joke. Might sound a little bit harsh, but he was a prize I didn't want to win.
Mm. Yeah, no. So she made that very clear too.
Sunshine. There's not a lot of
so
sunshine.
So it's all heating up on the island. But what happens is...
Does anyone get to Pash Osher?
No.
Why not?
Well, we don't know
why
that.
Why isn't he available?
Because he's happily got married, a partner. He's married and he's about to have a baby. Yeah. So calm he's down taken. With all that. Yeah. He's taken. It's all right. So lots of things are happening. It makes it juicy. Alex Nation, who was with Richie, turned lesbian. I don't know if she turned lesbian, but she's bi, okay?
Right. She just and turns so it on is, and off like a tap, does
yes,
she?
Yes, she does. And there's another little girl, Brooke, who was also bi, right?
Yeah.
And she told that's why she had to leave.
Good Lord.
She told
how big is this island?
So yeah. So these two girls have fallen in love with each other. They're gonna crack on. Mm. In the meantime, now this has caused a big drama in this country today. Alex and Richie have not spoken since they broke up. Mm. Are you still with me? Do you know who Alex Nation is
I'm
and
not
Richie,
really
right? Don't struggle.
They had Vanessa Sunshine.
I know. They had a 16-minute unedited conversation that we watched. Well, that's, maybe it was nine.
That's hot, fascinating TV.
But it was really quite...
What about?
Well, probably the most personal and private thing
what?
That we probably shouldn't have been... Like, we'll have a listen and you make up your mind.
People would have a very big opinion of a woman being left alone to do something that involved... Both of us.
No, don't beat around the bush, Alex. Say it, because you're not going to like my response. Because we did talk about it. We talked about the whole thing.
Over the phone.
Yep.
Rich.
And what you said to me blew my mind.
Over the phone.
So if you want to go into it, Alex, we can. Again, I've had to come to peace with this. I've thought about this a lot. Like, I tried so hard to make our relationship work. And
you tried hard to make our relationship work?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Okay, so.
It's trouble in paradise. Mm.
There is people are speculating as to what they're referring to. I'm not sure what they're referring to, but there's plenty going around on the web, so that'll probably emerge at some time. Anyway.
Just get on Tinder, you lot. Just go and just get on Tinder and don't put
but
us
then they can't
it.
Be just in their bikinis. They can't get the... There's a rose ceremony. God, I've missed those.
Get the honey badger.
All those girls. Said, one of the girls fell off the back of the podium because she didn't get a rose.
Really?
So funny.
Oh, man.
Now
I'm interested.
That's it.
All right.
Well done and we're away.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kevin Peterson single-handedly destroyed the Australian cricket team on many occasions.
Peterson's gone for the big one. That's sailing into the crowd again. A nightmare weekend for Australia.
But all is forgiven because he's redeemed himself in retirement by trying to save the rhino as they rapidly face extinction, possibly by 2025.
They're chopping their faces off while they're still alive. It's horrendous.
His new doco for Nat Geo, Save This Rhino, sees him battling the poachers along with his Aussie outback wrangling mate, Matt Wright.
Who did it? Why they did it? What drives a person to kill such a beautiful animal?
And he's also trying to save Matt from extinction on Twitter.
The poor man Steve Irwin, at least follow him on Twitter. He's desperate. He's only got 50 followers. What a numpty.
Please welcome to the show, KP Kevin Peterson.
KP, welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
Hello.
I'm so excited that you're here live in the studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, not only was I a great fan of your cricket prowess, even though, you know, well, you did play for Australia at one stage for the Stars. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I was a star man.
Yeah, you're a star man. We're going to talk about something very important first.
We'll get to the cricket later, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We've got a few questions to ask you about the upcoming Ashes series.
Sure.
But we can't tell you how enthusiastic and impressed we are with this this doco that you've made. This needs to get out to as many people as possible.
Mm.
Can you tell us, I mean, I know you're originally from South Africa, obviously, but when did you get on board this quest to save the rhino and what got you across the line?
2013, when I finished my England career, I went back to South Africa and I went and had a opportunity to do the rhino conservation, the tagging, the releasing, the relocation.
Yep.
And when I saw the brutality at which these animals were cruelly attacked and thought and found out that I could really make a difference using my profile for good, I decided right there and then that I would 100% commit to helping Mark Boucher, who was the ex-South African player that lost his eye, and he was heavily involved in the rhino conservation world. So I just used my profile at that time, and I dedicated a lot of my social media to the rhino conservation. I then spent a lot more time in South Africa.
Yep.
I reacquainted myself emotionally with South Africa again. I properly got back into that.
Fallen back in love with South Africa.
Yeah, got back into that African culture. We've now built a lodge on the bank of the Sabi River.
Good for
so
you.
We spend
it looks
a lot
beautiful,
of time.
I have to tell you. That looks stunning.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
I might swing by at some stage.
Oh, look.
It's a good place.
A dream come true, I imagine. Tell us why the rhino is so important.
Because it's a symbol of Africa. And it's part of the Big Five. And what would Africa be like without one of the Big Five? I mean, it just the Big Four doesn't make sense. Mm. And we can save the animal, and we're going to save the animal because there's enough technology around and there's enough good people out there to save them.
How? What's the plan of attack?
Plan of attack is technology. Plan of attack is...
Can you explain why and how technology is able to help?
How long have we got? I got the screening is in an hour.
but in very crude terms, and it's a very slow process too to try and...
In quick terms, Cisco and Dimension Data, the second part of the series. The first episode is about baby Arthur, loses his mum. Incredibly disgusting footage of how Arthur's mum goes. And then they have to dart Arthur while Arthur's been hit in the spinal cord and then hacked on his foot. Dart Arthur because Arthur's obviously trying to defend mum. Hyenas went at him. So the guys flew in there. They darted Arthur, picked Arthur up, took Arthur to Petronell's place, Care for Wild. And she's looked after him ever since, and she's done the most magnificent job. I mean, my children have almost ridden Arthur. Like, he's just like a little baby toy, little play thing. And the documentary is about Arthur. And then the second episode is about the technology. So Cisco and Dimension Data have put a technological system in and around a private reserve of the Kruger National Park. And they've had almost 2 years without a carcass.
Wow.
So technology helps. Technology definitely makes a difference. And then I'm funding something different, which is definitely going to make a difference too.
When
it's like that Snicko technology, isn't it?
Is
there any sympathy for the poachers who are clearly doing it for the money?
Yeah.
Do you understand the psychology that can get into their brains?
Completely understand the psychology. I don't understand the syndicates that go after, which is a human trait that everybody has to a certain degree, greed.
Yeah.
And greed is something that's causing a lot of
issues. And what about
issues.
Stupidity, Kevin?
The people who are creating the demand.
Well, that's what I meant to say. The people who think that there is some sort of power in rhino horn.
You need a rhino horn to get a stiffy.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty much bracing
that's
it down.
That's the stupid.
Yeah. So the aphrodisiac root, the curing cancer root, the hangover root.
There's been no proven... Absolutely nothing has proven that this is true.
No.
Okay, so that's also part of the message we've got to get out.
I think the part of the burgeoning middle class in China and Asia and all that means more people now. It's like a status thing too to say you've got it. So the demand is that's what has to be stopped. That's where it has to be treated. Yes. That's the front line.
Exactly.
That's where it has
to be. Well, look, how can people help? What can people do?
What do you want from us, mate?
People feel passionate. Everyone's so passionate about this. It really affects people.
Well, I'd just like you to watch the documentary. It's on National Geographic and airs at 8 or 8:30 on 23rd of April here in Australia. And then the second episode's a week later.
All right.
Just watch the episode. Just see if you can get emotionally attached. It's very difficult to get emotionally attached through a TV series, although you can.
Hey, people have watched Married at First Sight in this country and they're very emotionally attached.
So there we go then.
If it's up against Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the rhino. What do you want from me? What do you want? Can you hang around?
I'll hang around.
That'll be great. I want to ask you about David Warner and upcoming Ashes.
And Australia's future.
Sure.
All right, so the rhino will premiere in the lead-up to the Cricket World Cup airing
Watch
on
it,
National
people.
Geographic in two parts, as Kevin said, Tuesday the 23rd and the next Tuesday the 30th of April at 8:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. More with KP after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kevin Peterson is our special guest in studio. I've been talking about this documentary, which you should watch, on National Geographic in two parts, 23rd of April. Check that at 8:30, then the following Tuesday, the 30th of April as well.
We don't want rhino extinct while we're alive.
Well,
that
put
would
it this
be
way.
Terrible.
So no, a saving an ancient prehistoric dinosaur like the rhino is important, but not as important as winning the Ashes. Let's put everything in perspective.
Or saving Australian cricket.
So the rhinos are here, and it's here. How are we going to go, mate? Have we got any chance? What's your read? What's your take on the on?
I just think it's been a very disappointing time for the public and for people that love the game of cricket. They love the game of cricket here. Grown to love Australia and have a wonderful love affair with the Australian public over the last 4 years of playing for the Melbourne Stars, and to watch it from afar and see how disjointed it all became after what happened in Cape Town last year.
Incredible.
It sort of left me with a little bit of a hollow space, thinking, well, I'm not coming back to play in the Big Bash. I'm watching this from afar. No one's watching the game.
Absolutely. We're all gutted.
Shattered.
Absolutely
gutted.
Shattering. I watched it live. I saw it come down, and I was depressed for about 3 months and questioned my relationship with cricket again. Yeah. So,
but those boys have paid their penance. They've done their dues now.
Well, done the crime, paid the time. What done the time? Crime, whatever that is.
You've been watching.
Here's the point, though. So Steve Smith, I think we all agree, is going to come back to the team. Dave Warner's a trickier character to deal with. There seems to be more of an issue surrounding his culpability and how he can now fit back into the team.
Sure.
What would you do from where you look at it? What's the right call?
The way that he's batting at the moment, you pick him and you deal with him. Justin Langer deals with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the facts of the matter is that it wasn't just Steve Smith and David Warner that were involved in that.
Okay.
They've copped the brunt for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. For a coach that says he wasn't involved, I mean, are you joking?
Bang. There it is.
So a culture.
And there was a culture within Cricket Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I put it to you, now would be a pretty good time to tamper with the ball.
Graham Smith said it brilliantly yesterday or the day before on Fox. He said, David Warner needs Australian cricket more than Australian cricket needs David Warner now.
Yeah.
So you're in a really, really good position to look after him and make sure that you get the best out of him, because he knows how much he's missed it. Mm. And from that perspective, you should get the best out of him if your coach is good and your coach understands it. But the problem with international sport, and it happened during my breakup with England cricket, and it happened over the last 12 months. The public knows too much because of drip feeding into the journalist, into the world, into the media world. And it's horrendous.
Right.
For the sport, it's horrendous.
Because you don't need to get on as a team, do you?
You don't need to. That's
what I didn't think.
You thought you were undermined.
Well, I know. Everyone knows I was. But that's irrelevant.
But interesting.
But the Warner situation is fairly similar in the Smith situations. Yeah. I mean, it was just the way that it was dealt with.
Yeah.
It's just silly, because what it does is it puts people into depression like you for 3 months because you love our great game.
I do.
What happens in the dressing room stays in the dressing room.
So in the dressing room, and you're in a unique position to talk to this, when there is discomfort, a disquiet in the dressing room, and there's a player who might be ostracised by certain members, how do you heal? How do you get everyone back on the same page in a dressing room?
Well, you've got to understand that the team goal is to win.
Yep.
And cricket is a team sport made up of individuals.
Yep.
So David Warner doesn't need Mitchell Starc to score his runs. So he actually doesn't really need Mitchell Starc.
So you're saying it doesn't really matter if you don't.
You know what I mean? No, it doesn't.
Right. Okay, well, why don't we all grow up about that?
So many people say it's a team game. It's not a friggin' team game. It's a team game made up of individuals.
Okay. Well, I like
David,
that attitude.
David Warner can't do anything for Mitchell Starc's bowling unless he keeps dropping sitters.
Mm. Okay.
But he doesn't. He took some brilliant catches last week in the IPL.
He could scrape the ball
batting,
up a bit.
Batting
and
beautifully.
You know, because you've been travelling around the world currently. Watching them.
Yeah.
Could take some sandpaper out and just...
I mean, that was dumb. That was dumb.
But that's what I mean. But apart from everything else, you go, dude, seriously, 30 cameras.
In front of the camera.
I test everyone.
Like I said, I don't think he was the only one involved in that whole situation.
Yeah. Hey, we could talk to you
for hours. Do it like you guys
do.
Just get the lollies out, put them in your pocket.
Yeah, just give it to Scotty. He loves it. He loves a feed.
Hey,
he doesn't miss a feed.
Thank you for coming in. And well done, seriously, on the fine work you're doing on behalf of the great
rhino. The world needs people like you to just wave the flag. I know it's hard work, and it's also very distressing work as well, I can imagine.
When's it on, Dave?
It's on Tuesday the 23rd of this month, so that's National Geographic Channel. It's called Save This Rhino, and then the episode 2, following Tuesday, 30th of April, same time.
And if you do want to donate to the cause, visit SaveThisRhino.com.
Yes.
All right. You can learn more about everything.
Beautiful.
There.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Dave, is it just me or did that get a bit flirty?
Did what get
Kevin
flirty?
Kevin Peterson.
What Jane. Are you talking about? You're incredible.
Just
you're just talking about this
tone.
Now right on air. You didn't even talk to me about this off air. There was not.
For a moment, I may as well not have been here.
Oh, my God.
When you're talking environment.
We are talking rhino. When you're talking about wildlife.
It was a bit giggly and a bit.
Was not.
Hard to get a word in.
Yeah. Oh, my
so
God.
It was a bit get a room.
Yeah.
At one stage, I thought, oh, geez,
yeah.
You are such a dick.
Did you feel it though? Like
no, you, I was being.
You felt his power.
Look, he's a very attractive man.
So,
sure.
So the two out here, our producers, one's going to go, oh, he's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
You've got to, when he looks into your eyes. And the other one goes, oh, his scent is magnificent.
He's cologne.
In the meantime, you're in here pretty much.
Was I itching towards him?
I was about to mace you.
I thought when you had your hand on his leg, that was
save the rhino. Excuse
me.
Save Kevin Peterson.
There's no hashtag going on in here. Stop it. No, I've
been. I have to tranquilise you for a minute. Get him out of here before you woke up.
Now, you take that back. You take that back.
You were attracted to him.
No, I'm attracted to the cause.
I felt it got a bit awkward. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, awkward.
First cue for anything for men are idiots.
I think you're a idiot.
Most definitely inept.
You couldn't possibly know that.
He has set off a world of woe.
I can't hear you.
You're blistering idiot!
Jane thinks that all men are idiots.
Yeah.
People that are stupid.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
Especially Mick Molloy. Especially.
Oh, well,
as people would say. All right, I'm going to kick it off
then.
Yeah,
what do you got? What do you got? Come on, here we go.
Israel Folau.
Men are idiots.
How many chances does this bloke get?
I don't know what's going on.
He's a repeat offender on this one, isn't he?
Yeah, the Wallabies star's doubled down on his anti-gay stance lately. He put a controversial Instagram post last night. First of all, too, it's really bad font, which is offensive enough.
Right, okay.
Was it all caps or something?
It's not. It's really daggy, the way it's been. Look, see that?
Oh,
it's like a really daggy warning sign that you would see on the side of a working site.
Yeah.
But he says, warning. Drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves, atheists, idolaters. Hell awaits you. Repent, only Jesus saves. So apparently.
What a dickhead.
That is
what
just.
A dickhead.
I mean, unfortunately, he has a lot of followers. That's what is distressing.
So.
And people, you know, have idolized this guy as a sportsman. But I don't think in 2019. I don't think in any time you can say that.
I can understand his attacks on homosexuals and adulterers, but drunks? Never! So this has to have consequences. Now, Qantas are sniffing around going, they're a major sponsor. And they're
of
going,
the Wallabies, yes. So they go,
what the hell?
Don't think Alan Joyce
was. No chairman's lounge for him.
Well, correct.
Get out.
It's not going down well with the world, actually. People are trying to say.
It'll be hard to cheer for, won't
it? Just zip it, Israel. Thank you.
While we're still on the sporting field, Anthony Mundine is imploring Australians not to vaccinate their kids. Just when you thought this guy could not get any stupider, he comes out. Do you know how dangerous
this is? This is dangerous stuff.
Completely dangerous.
It's so.
There's been a breakout of measles actually in Sydney,
absolutely.
And now it's starting to break out around the world because of this. So,
Why does this have oxygen? Why all of a sudden does this stuff? Is it social media? Is this what?
First of all,
this used to be just stamped out. It wasn't even a conversation.
That's right.
No, vaccinate your kids or get out.
What's happening? People with influence. Speaking out, there was a documentary called Vaxxed, which also came out, which has got a lot of traction and people watching. Nothing is based on this, all right? There's nothing, there's no facts ever. Anyway, he's put out this stupid remark, don't vaccine your kids, period. Mm. The government bully you in a vaccine. Do your research on the S and watch the documentary. He's got no idea what they're talking about. It has not been proven at all that MRR vaccine gives boys autism or girls autism. It's not true.
You are a giant dick.
You are a
men are idiots.
Speaking of which, your old mate, Elon Musk.
My old boyfriend. What's he up to?
he's in a spat with Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
He's called Jeff Bezos a copycat. You're a copycat.
These two rich men.
I'm not sure he went on to suggest he may have been from Ballarat. The billionaire space race. Elon Musk calls Jeff Bezos a copycat for announcing a plan to send a fleet of satellites into orbit a year after he launched his own with SpaceX. How undignified.
What a baby. Who cares if somebody else wants to do it?
You know what a copycat would be? If he shot his own car into space, Elon.
Yeah.
If he decided... you think these guys are smart? No. One's calling the other copycat. The other one's sending out dick pics.
Yeah.
In the meantime, they're...
Don't you think Elon Musk's advisors are just nervous now and say, Elon, why just let run your tweets by us first, okay? Can we just see what you're going to put out?
Well, he needs to be managed, both of them. You get the idea. All men are idiots. Do you know an idiot? Are you married to one? Are you one?
Another one in the public realm that we haven't touched on.
One we haven't got to. Give us a call. 133353.
We're going to take your calls right after this.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Moss Gill in the second hour. Going to join us just in a few minutes. Men are idiots.
Can't wait. Funny man.
Yeah, it's huge.
Excellent. I'm sure he's not an idiot either.
Hey.
I know. I'm just already giving the heads
KP,
up.
KP, do you think KP was an idiot?
Yeah. No, you wouldn't think he's an idiot.
Do you think KP was an idiot?
I don't think, no. Why would I think KP is an idiot?
Stop it. It got a bit steamy.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous. Stop it.
I was watching the Titanic movie in here. Down the window.
Listen, I beg your pardon. Please,
it's
do not.
It's okay, Jane. It's
do
nothing.
Not sully
this friendship. You were taken by KP.
No.
It's...
I've been a supporter of his. Save the rhino. I have.
The rhino. You would trample a rhino to get to KP. You would.
You take that back. Don't say that. God.
Hey, we're doing men are idiots.
Yes.
Now, I've got a good story. Here's one, fellas. Here's some good news.
What?
Holding a fart means you might breathe it out your mouth.
What?
Men are idiots.
Who's written that? What stupid male journalist wrote that?
What?
Holding in a fart. Why is that any better than it coming out your ass?
No. That's just
revolting.
I've read it out.
That's a revolting story.
Mm. So you breathe out a fart.
Oh.
Poor.
You haven't got a mint.
See, now I'm even imagining how bad that would be.
What?
What you just read out. You are all idiots. You're idiots in this studio right now.
Richard's on the line. Richard.
I would have to say the politicians, ScoMo and Bill Shorten, now that the election has been announced, they will be the biggest idiots.
Stand by. Stand by for two dead set idiots running around Australia, drinking beers, eating hot dogs wrong.
Yuck.
Hey, you know what?
Doing the pub test. How many pubs are they going to have to... Yeah.
Babies.
Well, babies. Yeah. Babies, check.
Eating onions,
eating pies, going to sporting venues, pubs, the pub test. They'll all be trying to pass.
I'm just like you.
The pub test.
Yeah. Do you know what classrooms?
Yeah, school classrooms. I had a really terrible thing happen last night. I had a dream about Scott Morrison.
Okay.
Like a Kevin Peterson stuff.
Right.
No.
And
it would be a very different dream if I had a dream about KP.
Togs off?
It was actually a really kind of upsetting dream, and it wasn't to do anything.
Prime Minister.
He was Prime Minister, and I just remember being appalled. I remember looking at him. He's looking at me, and he gave me a real dagger look. He wasn't happy with me at all.
Well, I tell you,
I'm wondering why. I know why I was dreaming about him, because he was visiting the fish. He was near the fish and chip shop
over
yesterday.
The road. Yeah,
all right. Hey, Jane.
Not impressed. We got another call.
Why are you dressing about ScoMo? Well, no, while we're still about this, he's got to get in trouble about the election date, because you heard about this.
What?
It's on the same day as Eurovision.
Oh, my God.
You idiot.
Men are idiots.
All right, now, so Scott Morrison, you're an idiot.
I'll tell you what he's doing.
What?
He's trying to get young people not to vote, because you know they're not going to vote for him.
That's true.
So they'll all be out at Eurovision going mad for some German guy, German chick with a beard.
Kate Miller-Heidke
and her... Gravity, first song. Hey, let's go to Brad. Hey, Brad.
Yeah, how are you?
I was making the old
spaghetti bowl sauce on the stove, and the lid was a bit out of shape, so I pushed it a bit too hard, and the lid went right through the pot, and all sauce went boiling up my arm and up the side of my face, all over the kitchen, everywhere.
Men are idiots. Brad, I want to see you get your own cooking show.
You thought of going on MasterChef?
I would watch that.
Oh, good on you, Brad.
Hey, Brad, you didn't hurt yourself, though, did you?
I got probably a little bit of second degree burn on my arm.
I can't.
How was the spaghetti?
I actually licked it off the arm.
Yes.
Yeah, Matt Preston does the same thing.
Yeah. He does
it. Give him a prize.
Idiots.
I tell you what,
being an idiot.
Give him a prize.
We reward idiots.
The guy hurt himself cooking
his
spaghetti.
Sorry.
He licked it off his arm. You've got a six-month KO sports subscription. There you go, Brad. Over 50 sports instantly streamed, which is scary good. Well done, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, we'll be back with Amos Gill.
Coming up.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy's. It's going to be an old-fashioned corker, let me tell you. Trending now. We'll
get into that.
Bundle up some stories.
We will. There's
we'll
a few
right
stories
through.
Broken.
What else?
There's a food things, a food trending too that we want to talk about. Now,
tell us, just to highlight what's going on YouTube right now.
Well, my kids will sit and watch someone eating food on YouTube over and over and over again.
And
usually
you're a
someone gorging
sensation.
Themselves. Yeah, some people are making six figures of cash. I mean, it's so sad. It's really sad.
Is that the silliest thing you've seen online?
No. Not really.
All right, well, we'll get to the bottom of that.
All right.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Like most stand-up comedians, Amos Gill has had many jobs, working on Breakfast Radio and for the Adelaide Crows Footy Club. And then there are the stranger gigs.
I hosted the girlfriend magazine Teen Model Search. Do you want me to judge the hottest 13 or 14-year-old girl, do you? Get right.
And between all that, he was maintaining a relationship over long distance.
Relationship was a lot like Bitcoin. Mostly online, very unstable, and no one knew how the f*** worked. I called her the NBN because she promised a lot and didn't deliver.
And he's been trying to stay healthy.
See, a lot of people looking at me right now going, geez, Jon Snow's got fat, hasn't he?
Just back from living in the USA with Jim Jefferies. Boy, there'd be some stories there. Would you please welcome Amos Gill.
Now, very funny, but why the potty mouth?
That's trashy.
You can't just say a joke these days without swearing.
That's why I don't get on the gala, mate. Melbourne doesn't stand for that sort of stuff. You need to wear a sweater and be very polite.
How are you, Amos? Great to see you. Thanks for swinging by. We almost didn't get you. You were scheduled to come in a couple of days ago, and then you got the emergency call. What was it? You're going to do a gig?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I took the cash.
We understand. Well, a young up-and-coming, but more than that.
When I got booted off the Breakfast Radio, I decided the bank wasn't aware of my circumstances, and they said I still need to pay the mortgage.
Yes.
So when the AWU asked me to come to the Gold Coast, hello, big union money, they said, come do some stand-up. I booked in a while ago, and I forgot that we'd booked this in, and I chose them. And
well, that's all right.
I mean, you've given me a free cut and draft.
How did it go? How was the gig?
I was pretty nervous because they were like, you know, you've got to be quite PC here, you know, because they've got political ties. And then an hour before the gig, I get a call and they said, look, Bill Shorten and Wayne Swan, a few of the heavies from the Labor Party here, and they want to keep it pretty tidy tonight. So we've just looked over your material and how about we just give you the cash and you go to the cash?
So you go to the casino.
I just went to the casino.
That's a win-win, I call that. That's fantastic, mate. Hey, I saw you. I had the pleasure of seeing
Mick
you
was raving
at the tennis centre with Jim Jefferies. That was one of the great nights of comedy and Australian comedy in particular. Just we won't dwell on it, but what kind of buzz was it? It was 15,000 people. You step on stage. How'd you feel? One man, a microphone, no band.
It was
no backup singers.
It was the biggest one we've. Both of us, I reckon, we were back there because we did Madison Square Garden 4 months before.
Wow.
And that was big. But Madison Square Garden was actually really trashy. Like, you had Cheetos backstage. That was it in a paper cup. Like, it actually isn't that nice. Like, it's talked about as the best. But Rod Laver was one.
I saw Bill Maher there. So it's a great place to watch.
Great place to watch. A great, like, feeling. But when you're from Australia.
Yeah.
You know, Rod Laver is pretty special.
You're pretty bloody, mate.
And then there was the heckler. Where
good Lord.
And then there was Mikko coming in here trying to get as many frothies as he could.
Mate, I have stormed backstage. Do you know who I am? Kicked over a couple of tables, punched on with Michael Gudinski, who I'm guessing would have no memory of the evening. He'd just
from what
flown
I recall
in
you
from
saying,
France.
Yeah.
It was actually funny because he brings Jim out and he wants him to do the gun control routine all the time.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's what made him love Jim and bring him out originally. And Jim's like, well, it was 4 years ago. And then just as we're walking out, there's like 14,000 people. Gedinski goes straight over to Jim and goes, just give him the bloody guns. All the bands do the hits. Bloody Guns N' Roses are doing Welcome to the Jungle. What are you, better than Guns N' Roses?
It was a fantastic night. And I love the midget too. And I can call him midget because he could refer to himself.
Yes, Brady Williams.
His name?
Oh, Brad Williams.
He was just, that was just laugh out loud, cry with laughter, funny. Top shelf. And are you having fun on the road with Jim?
Yeah, we finished the tour and then he's back in the States now and I'm going to head back
over there. So it's a big deal, I think. I mean, I hear you saying that you perform in the States, you've just dropped the Madison Square Garden. But what are the differences between the audiences?
The Australians, look, we're not forthcoming with the emotion, you know. Aussie blokes like to sit there with the arms crossed.
And the silent laugh.
Yeah, but they even look at you like, what are you, look at this bloke with his microphone term, what an arrogant asshole.
Why is he so good?
Yeah.
Why does he think he's so good?
Whereas America just have like the clap, like jokes get claps and words.
And also a bit of respect for the performer perhaps, you know, a bit more, do you think?
But even culturally, that's what I'm struggling with. I'm from country South Australia, okay, so you can't say anything. Anything good about your life, can you? Like, just as an Aussie,
shout out to all our people listening in SA right now.
Like, it's just like Aussie culture. You're a bit of a fool, or a tool. If
I
you
know
you
what
know.
You're saying.
So Americans, when I got there, I couldn't make any mates because I just thought they were all douches. Because you'd be like, "How are you?" And they're like, "Dude, great. Last night was fantastic. Yeah. This hot girl asked for my number," and you're like, "Well, you're a wanker." and then they say to you, "How are you?" And you go, "Not bad." Like that's what we're trying to say. And they're like, "Oh no, do you need my therapist number or
yeah, good one, Debbie Downer."
But then I've come back, so I was there for 6 months, and then I've come back to Australia and I've picked up some of their mannerisms.
Oh no, you're a bit too enthusiastic, are you?
Yeah, so if people go, "How are you?" I go, "Great," and they're like, "Wanker." Or even if you say something bad, you go, "Oh, not too good." Everyone's like, "Well, wasn't prepared for that."
She's thrown us a curveball. Hey, Alex, can you hang around? Yeah. We're going to chat with you some more after this. Yeah. You've got some dates there, Dave.
Indeed I do. Melbourne International Comedy Festival until April 21, then heading to Sydney for the Sydney Comedy Media Festival. Amos Gill with us, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Amos Gill is our very special guest. By the way, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is performing both at the Melbourne Town Hall and the Swiss Club. Then the Sydney Comedy Festival will be happening from April 24 to the 28th.
He's changed a bit since he's gone to America, but
he's still
vlogging. What do you talk about? Do you talk about experiences over there? Do you talk about your experiences
kale,
in Australia?
Kale, Tesla, smoothies.
In that order.
How about your family? Do you miss your family? Or do you catch up with
them? This show is actually about my mum leaving me when I was 12, so thanks for doing your research. No, it is a nice story about that, but it is about like
mum. Leave me when you're 12. That sounds like a feel-good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a TED Talky kind of thing, but it's about her meeting a rich guy and then like going to live in Perth.
Okay.
And then that relationship collapsing. But
wow.
But along the way, it's mainly just dick jokes, to be perfectly honest. But in Melbourne, you have to do this wanky like, "And then I learned a lesson." Fade to black.
Have you got a moral?
Really? Yeah, we don't need any lessons in our conversations, Amos. That's not fair. But I imagine, though, working in the States and the celebrity world, you know, I've just heard that Kim Kardashian is apparently going to study to be a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that, please?
Are you
about to become a lawyer?
I'm graduating May 6th. Ten years.
Wow. Jeez.
This is an admission I probably shouldn't make, but I finished it off while I was in America remote. I paid a friend $1,000 to do my last assignment. that cost me my degree.
No. You'll be like lawyer.
Well, it is. I'm just saying.
Delegating.
It's a little Felicity Huffman.
Do the Australians overseas, do you hang out together? Do you form your own little clique? Do you
absolutely.
Know
Are you in the West Hollywood gang?
There's Hugh Jackman.
Well, not those ones.
He's in New York, man.
Russell Crowe.
It's more people from Neighbours who haven't, you know, who haven't cut it yet. There's a struggling actor society. There is a group called Australians in LA, and we go and watch the footy and whatnot. And like,
good for you.
So that's not bad. I want to tell a story about an Australian who came to one of the shows.
Yes.
So when we did the tour, I said before the Rod Laver Arena one, you were the big star that came, and I was very stoked to see because you know, Cracker Jack, one of the great
things.
I was growing up, you know, love Malloy.
Boys are wonderful.
Yeah.
After Madison Square Garden, there was a man who came by the name of Russell Crowe.
Oh, yes, we know that.
Now, I was very excited to see him because I needed to make amends for the first time we met.
Uh-oh.
He'd come to a place called the Troubadour Theatre in LA to watch a band, and he loves his country music, and it was a country music place. And I was there with Michael Gudinski and Jim. Yes. And we had had a few drinks and we'd been told Russell was coming because he loves Jim. Yeah, and I think he likes Michael because he wants another record. Wants a bit more of 30 foot of grunt. So he's going to come in and he does. And Jim and Michael are busy. And so it's just me at the bar and Russell's with his agent, and he's like his best friend, this Texas bloke. And I go, I'm just going to bolt over and have a chat. I just need to tell the gladiator I love him.
That seems like a nice thing to do.
Good on you, mate. So, like, yeah.
Already, first mistake, he's in a yarn. Okay, so
he's
I'm interrupting.
Yarn.
He's mid-yarn.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I've got something up my back pocket because I know his private jet pilot because he was an Air Force pilot and his son went to my school.
All right.
And so I go,
that's your in.
That's me in. So I just barge straight in. No hello. Okay, g'day, Russ. My best friend's dad's your private jet pilot. And as soon as I've said it, I'm like, it's boring. But to me, it's huge.
It's kind of,
so,
oh, yeah.
So Russell just looks at the American bloke and goes, do we know who he's talking about? And the American goes, yeah, Russ, Rick, the red-headed guy. Great, great, great dude. Remember we played like hockey right, with him on the back of the plane? And then Russell goes, cool, you guys talk about him. And he just buckers off. So then I'm just left with the agent, and there's like a pause, and he goes, so he is a nice fella, isn't he? And I go, I don't want to talk about him with you. Like,
I don't want to talk about him.
Are you for real?
It was my in with Russ. Like, who are you, mate?
Please tell me you've since caught up with Russell since then.
So after the Madison Square Garden gig, he came up and he gave me the thumbs
gave
up.
Gave me the thumbs up.
And he goes, it was terrific, mate. And still I was like, so I know your pilot. Like, get rid of that story, Amos. It's not interesting.
Let it go, man. Let it go.
Hey, Matt, you're sensational on stage. You're genuinely a funny man. And good luck at the festivals. And don't be a stranger. You've got to keep coming back to Australia, keeping it real.
I love it. I love Triple M, to be honest.
Great. Good well, on come, you, mate. Come back on Triple
it's your
M.
Your old alma mater.
So, yeah, it is. Some blokey comedians have to get a shot somewhere.
That's right? It's our turn. There should be a mark for us.
You poor things.
You can buy tickets at frontiercomedy.com. Amos Gill, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Look at all this food.
This is the best thing I have ever put in my mouth.
I like food.
That is disgusting.
Kennedy Malloy's food news.
Eat it. Just eat it.
It's a lot of trouble to go, dude. Yeah.
It is, but stories. There is a bit of food news around.
Can I get the ball rolling? Can I ask
go
you
ahead.
A question?
Yes.
Because I'm perplexed. But I'm completely. I don't know whether I'm being pranked.
What?
Is eating things on YouTube a thing?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Well, it's.
Okay, so I'll just tell you why.
Why do you ask?
This came across my desk. There's a 25-year-old YouTuber. She's quit her job. She now makes like. Somewhere between $100,000 and $500,000 recording herself eating.
Yeah.
And it's a trend that more and more influencers are cashing in on. Now, what? What? I've missed a meeting. Who is watching someone eat on YouTube? What's the market?
My 12-year-old sons.
What?
Yes, I asked one of my kids about this. So this girl's called Kim Tai. She's part of the mukbang community, and it's a group of YouTubers who share videos of themselves ingesting massive quantities of food. Right. I'm not joking. So they go out and they buy maybe 20 Big Macs and you know, French fries and everything. And
lunch.
Then they just, yeah, lunch for you. So they sit there and they eat it and they talk to the camera and you watch them eating it.
For what end is this?
I don't know why it's amusing.
It can't be sexual.
No.
As you say, like kids will do it watching it. What pleasure do you derive or what interest do you have in watching someone?
Well, it's interesting you say
Wolf
that.
20 burgers. By the way, I'm putting my hand up for this kid.
Yes. I can tell you, there's a lot of them. So I asked my 12-year-old. He said there's a guy called Nico Avocado. He's huge. You go out.
Eats avocados?
Yeah. Oh, no. He eats. It's mostly fried food.
Right.
It's mostly lots of seafood.
I'm still in.
There's another one. He said Trisha Paytas. And we've got a little bit of this woman who's eating. She's eating a crab leg. And she eats but a lot of them. So listen.
How many people are watching this? Like
millions of hits. It's insane. I'm not kidding. Right. Have a listen to her eat a crab leg.
Oh, when I have a seafood boil in front of me, it's like life. I'm so happy we're eating seafood today. I've been so busy and so out of it. I feel like I really needed this pick-me-up. I like it so much more when the seafood is seasoned. Mmm. Look at all that meat. I'm telling you. Mmm.
So this can go for
Matt Preston
really.
Could do that. He could get his own YouTube channel up where he just woofs stuff.
This stuff goes for sometimes 50 minutes.
What is going on?
She's got 300,000 subscribers, Jane.
Yes,
on YouTube.
But that doesn't include the number of people who watch videos. So here's something: some viewers find this, and I'm saying it's for adults as well, to be sensual. For some, hearing fingers tap on a mic, or the visceral crack of a crab leg. Or the loud licking of briny butter out of a mussel.
Or a big burp after woofing a dimmy. Yes.
It's almost a near pornographic experience, and it's called ASMR. And there's whole, if you go and Google ASMR YouTube, there's a whole bunch of people who are doing this.
It's everywhere.
I'm completely and utterly thrown. I don't know what to say. Did you say there was also a YouTube thing for like rapping?
Yes, they unwrap. So when you get
unboxing.
Yeah. So you might.
What do you mean?
Well, you might get a new iPhone, but instead of talking about the phone itself, will sit there get it from the package. They open it up.
I used to understand what was interesting or exciting.
That's true, Dave.
My kids watch them.
Come home and I used to have two channels on my telly and. One was the ABC.
Steady on, Grandpa. I just want to tell you.
Yeah, the goodies. It was still more interesting than
watching someone sitting there and chow down a woof of crab stick.
But that's why today, even when things in is important. Because
what's the wrapping channel? What's the wrapping channel?
It's not a channel. You'll just find girls particularly.
Do they wrap or do they?
They unwrap.
Unbox it.
They unbox. So it's very. So if you go unboxing the new iPhone X. Yes, they know what's in it.
So they tell you.
But they don't care about.
So there's not even a surprise element. There's not even a cliffhanger ending.
No.
I'm just unwrapping something.
That is insane.
Jeez.
You know these, they're called mukbang. I don't know
why
it's called mukbang.
You'd be terrible at that, by the way, because you can't rap.
Are you insulting me again? You've been down on me all day.
I have not. I've been in your corner.
You have not.
Oh, well,
you basically said I was like being all over KP.
Wow.
And? I think the consensus in here is, I might play you back a couple of bits.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Oh,
it's a bit.
You're giving me a headache.
Well, unbox it.
What? I'm getting back onto the mukbang communities. What?
Nothing.
What?
No,
come on.
No,
I feel outnumbered now.
No,
you two always gang up on me.
That's not true, Jane.
All right. I'm going to move on to another food story then.
Okay,
we haven't got time, have we?
No. Well, we'll come back and do it.
All right. About,
We'll continue doing food news.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad I thought of that.
Yes. All right. We'll stick around for more. Jane and Mick after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mukbang.
Is that what it's called? This is the girl who's got 300,000 followers. She sits there and woofs a crab leg.
Yes. Yeah. It's you watch people eating, but I think Leon can explain it for us. Hey, Leon, why is it called mukbang?
I don't know why it's called mukbang, I'm sorry, but I watched a YouTube article, like a 20-minute thing about it about a month ago, and it was the origins of it were sort of in South Korea, and it's essentially lonely people wanting to eat with someone. So it started off as people eating food, and it was so you could sit with someone, and that's why it got popular, and then now it's blown out.
So you're saying that while she's eating, there's someone sitting in front of their computer, and they're eating as well?
Or they're just watching the meat. Someone.
Do they?
No, it's mainly about eating your meal with them.
Oh, it is.
Like you're on a date type thing, but it's not. Like,
oh, my God, how tragic.
Okay, at the end of it, do you split the bill? what do you do?
You should. Hey, thanks for the heads up,
there
Leon.
There you go. Give Leon a prize.
Yeah,
thank
prize
you,
back
Leon.
For you, Leon.
Nice thanks contribution.
Yeah, I like that.
It was a nice contribution.
Interesting to see this.
I've got a sneaky one to tell you. Yeah. I don't know how long they're going to keep this in the system, so I'm not telling everybody about a hack that's.
What are you doing?
It's a hack that you can do at McDonald's to get a free burger.
Right.
Okay, so you've got to concentrate. This is how you do it. You go to the computer screen and you click on the dollar hamburger, select 10.
Select 10 hamburgers?
Yes.
Which one? Anyone? Cheeseburger?
No. I said hamburger. That is a specific burger. Did I say Big Mac? Did I say quarter pounder?
But there's no such thing as a hamburger.
Oh, my God. Yes, there is. Hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, quarter pounder, McFeast.
I'll speak to the hamburger about this. He'll know. He'll know.
God,
but you can't order a hamburger from McDonald's.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. It's called hamburger.
It goes cheeseburger, quarter pound.
No, it goes hamburger, cheeseburger, quarter pound.
It's got no cheese in it. It's a burger without the cheese.
A burger without the cheese. McFeast, you know that little McFeast, one? It's the hamburger with the pickles and the onions.
And then you've got the Big Mac.
Stop.
Fill the fish.
Do you know how to do this?
McChicken.
Oh, Father.
Okay, hamburger. Go to hamburger. Yep.
What are you, 12? I've gone from home to here. You select 10 $1 hamburgers. Then you click view my order. Comes up. Then you click on it. You want to change each burger. Sometimes you want to modify your burger.
Pickle, no pickles.
Okay. Mm. So this one, you click and you deduct. You want no beef patty. Mm. Stick with me. You do it to all 10, no beef patty. Once all 10 have been changed, you click order more. And you order one more burger. This time, don't remove the patty. And you click complete order and no payment will be needed because what happened is with the 10 burgers that you deducted the patty from, it adds up to a dollar because it's 10 cents that you're deducting. It adds up to a dollar so that, in fact, you've got credit to order one full burger. So you will get in your bag 10 burgers without a patty and one full burger. I don't think I could have explained
so
it better.
So if Stephen Hawking ever wants a burger... He can get a freebie at McDonald's.
Why Stephen Hawking?
Because the maths there was Who's that? That's the future treasurer of Australia. Who did that? Who worked that out?
I don't know.
Don't you think that's mind-blowing?
No, it's going around
that's
at the moment.
Mind-blowing.
But it makes sense.
Maths.
I could do it. It's not mind-blowing. You go in. Have you ever pressed the screen at McDonald's
Never.
And order?
Oh, never. Drive-through.
Dave, have you?
I have indeed. Yeah, you go in there. And
you can just also, change orders all
there's
the time.
No pickles,
for people.
That's all you need. Where's the button that
sometimes
says no pickles?
People don't want mayo. Sometimes they don't want a bun. Well, maybe they want a brioche bun.
Go to Wendy's.
Does that still exist?
Hey, you know how to get a free burger? You go up and you say, I found wrap droppings in my burger. Give me a burger. Okay, call me old school.
Hey.
I run my own scams.
Listen,
you run your own scams.
I've got Scott here. He's going to just listen up about Scott's going to tell you about the hamburger.
My
Scott,
brain hurts.
Please help Mick.
Mick, the hamburger was originally called the Junior Burger.
You with us? Do you remember?
Being an old fart.
All right, well, thanks, Michael Gudinski, for calling in. It's been great. I'm on to you.
Thank you, Scott.
The old Junior Burger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Now it's just called a hamburger.
So it's interesting because I had done my own hack.
Oh, yeah?
So when we were growing up, we knew a guy who, his dad owned a McDonald's franchise.
Well, that's lucky.
And
that's
we cool. would go in after hours and we would make a pounder.
Oh, because it's
a quarter pounder. We'd make a pounder with four.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
that's a big Mac, isn't it?
How smart is that?
Okay. We don't need to point at me. Hey, Jono's on the line. Jono, this sounds like pretty good news. Tell me what.
Yeah, it works on every burger except for the junior, like as well as the junior. If you have no patty, you get
credit.
Have you been rorting the system, Jono?
Credit. Yeah, for years, mate.
Oh, no way.
Old manager, man, you got to learn the rules, man.
There he goes. Ex-manager.
You got to get something back.
Hey, what else have you got for us?
What else can we get for free?
No, that's all I can do.
Oh, Jono.
What do you got?
What do we got? A prize pack.
Yeah, one coming your way. We'll give you a prize pack.
Thanks, Jono.
Hey, well done, Jono. Jeez, it's all happening out the back.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Kennedy Malloy, get the podcast after the show. We've had a ripper today. We had Amos Gill, who was very funny. We had Kevin Peterson as well. Quite
dreamy.
Moving.
Oh, it was dreamy. It was
McDreamy. McPeterson.
All the girls, not just you, but all the girls in this office, went a bit
I just want to take you up
off
on
the reservation.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm going to find a hashtag for what you've accused me of because I am passionate about saving rhinos and conservation in animals. And I was so into what Kevin was talking about, and all of a sudden, when he's left, by the way, you've implicated me in some flirt fest that did not happen because I didn't feel it was reciprocated, I'll tell you that.
We couldn't get a word in, though.
We couldn't get a word in.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
Well,
that's not true. Don't do that.
Get a room.
No, that's just scurrilous. Don't say that.
It was, and you were like
your pardon.
It was like you had an audience with the... King of Siam or something.
I take my eyes off.
Had all your attention and you were moving in.
I wasn't moving in.
You were moving
in. I realised at the end of the interview I was quite close. My chair must have just been shifting towards him. But I couldn't take my eyes off his forearms and his
tattoos.
Tats. Yeah. They're, but they're good tats.
Put some sexy music on.
No, I'm not going to talk sexy. That's not.
So it was the tats and it was the forearm. And I said,
and the rig and the height. And what he does.
You're all nodding out here.
See, they are in agreement.
What about sensitive. One of the sexier cricketers?
Oh, absolutely.
What about Lenny Pesca?
Hey, I've always got a soft spot for Lenny. Who hasn't?
Lenny Pesca. Well, Maxie Walker?
Of course.
Oh, shoot.
Well, I don't want Shane Warne to get jealous because Warney's hot. Sure. We know that, but he's a friend. And Kevin Peterson is a friend. That's all. I can't believe we're doing this. Get that music off. This is ridiculous. I'm trying to talk about a really important subject.
You said, wow, what about his tattoos? And,
well, I did like his tats.
You did like his tats.
He's earned his
strong
he's earned his stripes.
Cricketing forearms.
Yeah, he had his kids down the forearm.
A bit of giggling.
Well,
a fair
from
bit
who?
Of
from you.
You. You were giggling.
You were giggling.
It was like, oh, tell me more, KP. Oh, oh, you're so amazing. Save another rhino. All right.
Okay.
We may be a bit
going
tired.
To air.
Yeah, we're on air. Yeah.
For God's sake. You know what? If this does save one rhino.
Let's get him back in here. Should we get him back in here for another crack at this?
I think we should.
You know what I'm going home to do?
What?
Set up my YouTube channel where I sit there. I'm gonna eat a burrito. If you want to watch me eat a burrito... Tune into YouTube today. I want to get 500,000 followers. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what would be sad, though? You wouldn't even know how to set up a camera to film yourself. But if you did that, I'm fascinated. Why don't you go on YouTube? Oh, you don't know how to get on YouTube, do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
You do.
Then just do.
Boot up the computer.
Yep.
Google in some of these people that some of Nico Avocado.
I'm not falling for this.
No, watch
and
him.
And then I get arrested by...
That's right.
No, it's not.
By the AFP.
YouTube's not allowed to play anything bad. They're not allowed to. It's monitored. That's
why...
Well, they can't play anything that's pornographic or violent or it is...
Apparently.
Well, no wonder people are watching someone eat a crab. If there's no porn... Well, why did you say so? I get it.
Yeah.
We can't watch porn. Here's some fatty from Korea eating a crab. Hey, knock yourself out, kids.
Did you say?
All right,
Dave,
tomorrow.
Dave, help us.
Dr. Chris Brown.
That wraps up there.
Dave
Dr.
Reynolds.
Chris Brown. How are you going to go with Dr. Chris Brown?
That'll be Friday's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what you're missing if you're not using Milwaukee Power Tools at milwaukeetools.com.au. Milwaukee Power Tools. Nothing but heavy duty.